This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! How are you adjusting to the sleep schedule with your new gig here?
You know, I'm learning that I can do a lot more without sleep than I thought I could.
Is it that bad? Well, because you've been singing at night for so long.
Totally.
And then morning, this is like middle of the night for you.
Yeah, you know, I'm a morning person, to be honest. I would rather be up in the morning than stay up all night long. So I enjoy it. I'm just trying to turn my cycle around again.
Before this job, what time were you getting up? Because I don't know if you guys know, Michaela Gordon's a singer. She was on American Idol back in the day, and she's been performing all of her life and then decided to jump into the exciting world of morning radio with me.
Yes.
What a brilliant decision that was, he said sarcastically. But, okay, before you took this job, what time would you normally get up?
You know, I'd wake up still around like 8:30.
It's decent. Somebody who's out until like 2 in the morning.
Totally. But you know, before this and before I went back to residencies, I did a morning show for 4 years. So I'm kind of used to the waking up early. It's
breaking
just something
up
that
your
I
sleep
think
schedule.
Yeah. It's just something that I don't know if you ever did you get used to it? Like, do you ever get used to waking up this early?
I prefer this.
Yeah.
I always feel like, and I think other people that are up right now, you know, at 6, we are the good ones. We're the ones who have a jump on the others. And those of you who have worked all night, you've done something that most people can't do.
True.
So I feel like we're the best people.
Yeah.
I've never really said that out loud before, but I feel like we're, and this was leading into a new poll that found that 57% of Americans aren't getting as much sleep as they'd like. You don't have to tell any of us that.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
I listen every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
So a minute ago, we were talking about how everybody who's up this early, we're the better people. You know this. You already know this. We already have a jump on everybody else. All the other suckers that their alarm doesn't even go off until 7. You know they're soft.
Oh.
You know we're the ones that are getting stuff done. The most stressful time of the day for most people, 8:15 in the morning, because it's chaos.
Yeah.
Especially if you have kids and whatnot. Yeah, again, if you're in your car right now, you're the lucky one. You escaped. You're free. The rest of them have to deal with that stuff, with the kids and the breakfast and the clothes and then it goes on to a really long, it's like, here's 5 things you can do to make your mornings go smoother. And it's really just get your act together.
Totally. And all of that sounds good, the 5 tips, but to actually implement it for parents, that's so hard. It's so chaotic in the morning.
Right. And it all switches. It's different every day.
Yeah.
I imagine that no matter how much you, it's like get up before your kids. Well, yeah. Otherwise, my God, they'll take over. Delegate responsibilities. Yeah. We'll see how that works. Limit technology in the morning. Yeah, sure. Okay. Whatever. So 3, 4, and 5, not doing that. Establish and stick to a routine. Yeah, we'll give that a shot.
Yeah.
Prepare the night before. We can all do that, but stick to it? Nah, never. Do you pick out your clothes the night before?
I do. It's the only thing I do on that list that's actually very beneficial for me.
I pick up my clothes the night before. Then in the dark at 4:15, I just go ahead and go completely off the board. And that's why I look like this.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
I have to tell you about a 50-year-old wildlife photographer named Simon Dell. He lives in the UK. My guess, he lives alone. Is he crazy or is this really good? Because it's sweet.
Okay.
Okay, this is very sweet. But is he crazy or is it... So he's in the news for a tiny mouse village that he's been building. He was depressed a while back and decided to start making a little Hobbit-style village for the mice. There's a pub and a bookshop and some tiny hobbit homes. Oh. But bro, maybe you should invest in some traps. Because if you've got, do you really want more mice? Do you want mice?
Okay, I'm not a fan of mice, but this is so cute. And he was depressed. He made a little village for the mice, his friends.
Can I tell you something sick about me?
Tell me.
And I realize these are the good feeling stories of the day. So at the farm, okay, we go to the, because we have a farm up in Washington. And and I'm disappointed when there aren't mice in the traps.
Oh, are you?
I know, I'm a murderer.
Yeah.
I know. A Girl Scout troop, in other news, a Girl Scout troop near Nashville raised a bunch of money selling cookies this year. Yay. And they used it to help people find their lost pets. They installed microchip scanners. They used the money from the cookies and installed microchip scanners at their local library and at a nearby animal shelter. So now anybody who finds a lost dog or a cat can just bring them in. You don't have to take them to the vet.
Oh, that's amazing.
And you just go, get over here, Scruffy, and hold them under the thing.
Good, I'll feel less guilty eating those Girl Scout cookies now that I know they're doing such good work.
Yes. Oh, my God. I didn't even think about it. Eat the cookies. Save a kitty's life.
Yes.
There you go. Oh, and in other animal news, a drug-sniffing dog in Taiwan, if you care, named Roger. Roger got fired a few years ago because he's a drug sniffer, right? But he was a little too friendly. So he's transitioned into a new gig because he's a little too nice to be a drug sniffer. But he's apparently a really great search and rescue dog.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it makes perfect sense, right?
Yeah.
Because he's got all the skills, but he's also, you know, people friendly.
Yeah.
Like, all I'm envisioning is that they're trying to find the drugs, and all right, and Roger just keeps sticking his nose in crotch. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm there like, Roger! Roger! Stop it! No, that's good, because, you know, go find him. And so Roger's like, yeah, buddy, I'm on my way. He's been part of 7 big search and rescue missions in the last 4 years. Crotch. Including one for survivors of the big 7.4 earthquake that hit Taiwan this month. So he's 8 years old now, Roger is. So he's getting close to retirement, and they plan to let him relax and live out the rest of his days in comfort and as many crotches as he wants to jam his nose into once he turns 9. I made up the part about the crotch jamming, but it's funny to me.
I don't think you're wrong, though.
I'm probably not wrong. You're right. It's your good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Can I tell you the stupidest story?
Tell me.
First of all, Michaela's hometown throwdown coming up in just a minute. So this is how this is going to work, okay? We're kind of figuring it out as we go. You know, you do that. You go, okay, we tried it once. Literally, this is our 11th show. We just counted a minute ago.
Yeah.
It's our 11th show. Yesterday was our 10th. And we just did the first Michaela's Hometown Throwdown yesterday. So we're going to pit you defend the honor of your hood. Because we have that. Yeah, but we have that now. We have that in this town. You can't just go. It used to be when I first came. When I first came here to Las Vegas back in the day. But literally, it would be like, where did you live? Where do you live? Las Vegas. What part of town? And people would literally say to you, I don't know, Las Vegas. We'd be like, but what part? And they're like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Now you can't even just say Summerlin because you got Summerlin South. You got.
Yeah, listen, I'm from here, and I didn't even know there were those rules. When I came back, I was like, where are you from? Vegas, right? And they're like, no, Spring Valley. And I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Sorry.
So in our eternal hour, and by we, I mean me, in our eternal quest to have people take pride. So it's Michaela's hometown throwdown.
I love it.
So Kendra Budd will return today to defend the honor of Hendertucky, which is there anything more fitting than the first neighborhood to win is Hendertucky.
It's such a good
name. My God. It could have been Green Valley, but it wasn't. It could have been Summerlin South.
Uh-uh.
You know, or OG. So, but if you're on the north end of Summerlin, that's OG Summerlin. And we all know it is. Or it's Del Webb, or you know, or whatever you call it. Now you can't just say Henderson. It's either Hendertucky, which is old Henderson, or it's, you know, there's some people, that area out towards the end of Boulder Highway. People claim that as Wagon Wheel, because that's the exit.
I have to tell you, I am so confused. Words, Wagon Wheel and Hendertucky. I'm learning so much about my own city through this game.
Right. No, right.
There's so many names.
There's a difference.
Yeah.
Between Northtown. Hey.
Hey.
We've been doing it for a few years, because just somebody... And they started me down this path. I don't even remember what it was, but they were so proud. And they just go, we go, what part of town are you from? And they're like, Northtown, hey. And it was just like, Oh, you know, I latched onto that like a dog on a bone.
That's right.
My jaw locked onto that ankle, and I am not letting that go ever. So, but there's a difference between Northtown. Hey, got to do it with me from now
okay,
on.
Okay, got it.
Every time. Let's
try it again.
Hey, Adrian, you too. Northtown. Hey.
Oh, I love it already.
I like our harmonies. Mm-hmm. This is good. I like this group.
Some
I really
singers in this group.
Just saying this to my wife yesterday. I really like this group.
Hey, Amy.
The take it easy. But there's a difference between Northtown. Hey.
Hey. Sorry. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, man.
Adrian.
That's right. You'll catch up one day. Not Adrian.
I will,
that,
too.
No, the timing of that was really bad. I'm sorry.
It was. Sorry, you guys.
Between that, I'm not going to say it again, and North Las Vegas, there's a difference. There really is. Because Northtown
hey.
Is like south of Nellis, you know, south of the Air Force Base.
Right.
And there really is a city of, it's its own thing, of North Las Vegas. But that's Northtown, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
You know, listen.
No,
this
is all making sense, but I just appreciate you explaining. Listen, I haven't lived here in 15 years. And to know how many different places there are now in Vegas,
yeah.
It's incredible. Like, the city blew up, and now there's just multiple places to live.
Yeah. You can't
say Hendertucky.
Yeah, you can't say Henderson. Because it's too much. There's West Henderson, which Kayla, former co-host.
Kayla.
Kayla, if I mention names, you're just going to say hi to them.
Just say hey to them.
You're going to say hi to them.
I want to acknowledge them. Make them feel seen. I like when people make me feel seen.
It's very radio of you. So anyway, but she tried to popularize Weehee as West Henderson. And I got to be honest with you, it stuck. It's stuck in my brain.
That's a great
name. I fought against it. And now that she's gone.
That's hysterical.
Now it's like, aw, Weehee. Okay. Anyway.
Weehee.
Michaela's hometown throwdown is coming up in moments. And Kendra Budd, who, my God, if they didn't call her smoking in school, they missed an opportunity. How is she not smoking Budd? How?
Let's call her smoking Budd.
We will, yes, of course. She defends the honor of Hendertucky, and here's how this is going to work. Just by the rules and bylaws and protocols and whatnot of Odyssey, of the fun haters at Odyssey, chic. What? It's true. What is that bad?
Fun haters.
They are.
Well, we don't like fun haters here.
Well, then you don't like them.
Oh.
You said it. I did not. You walked straight. Both feet you jumped into that. I just merely pointed out the obvious.
Thanks, Chad.
You're welcome. How'd you get fired on your 11th show? How did that happen? So anyway, thanks to the fun haters, she can only win one pair of Mariah Carey tickets. So we'll flip her prize to the Future and Metro Boomin tickets. And so she can win those, right? There's no rule against that, right?
Fine.
Okay.
Right? So she can keep playing and keep winning.
So this is more than just the prestige of representing your hood. This is magnificent.
This is you actually having to pay the IRS next year because you got to pay taxes on all these damn prizes that you won. It's awesome.
Hey. The Chet Buchanan Show. Waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
Two things really quick. Number one, I just got a text that said, hey, so what was the stupidest story you'd heard all day? Because we spun off talking about neighborhoods and whatnot in Michaela's hometown throwdown. Which I'm glad we did because that was fun. Stupidest story all day. Turns out it works on humans. If it turns out that this works on humans, okay, the makers of Axe body spray might be the cause of presenting a lot of drunken brawls. Wall Street Journal just did a big write-up on how farmers have started in America. No, maybe farmers. I don't know why I assumed this happened in another country.
Because
this doesn't sound like something that would happen here. But whatever.
Now I'm very curious.
Yeah, me too. Wall Street Journal just did a big write-up on how farmers have started using Axe body spray to prevent male sheep from fighting.
Stop right now. Farmers are using Axe body spray.
Yes.
To prevent sheep.
Correct.
From fighting.
Someone realized that the smell of Axe body spray is so strong. That's how somebody came up with that idea. That it masks the ram's natural pheromones.
No!
Apparently, listen to this part. Apparently, it's a trick that's been filtering through the shepherding community for several years, which is funny. Everybody's got their own thing. Everybody's got their own Facebook group. Everybody's got their, you know, like I tell people, and they're mesmerized by the idea that, I mean, it's a fairly open secret that I'm the PA announcer for the Seattle Kraken.
Right.
And so sometimes I go. We still do this show every day. Technology, kids. It's amazing. But me and Bruce from the Golden Knights.
Love Bruce.
He's the best. He's the best. When there's him and I love my buddy Al Murdoch, who's up in Vancouver. Those two, and they couldn't be more different. And I'm kind of like in the middle of those two and like way down the list of who's really good and who's not. We have our own little brotherhood. We have t-shirts and everything. I'll wear my PA brotherhood shirt.
I need to see the t-shirt. I would like a photo of this, of you guys and your t-shirts.
So it makes sense that the shepherds all got together and they're trading tips.
But it's the Axe body spray for me.
Yeah. You know how to calm them down? I figured it out. You spray them with the Axe body spray and it covers the pheromones.
So
if you're sheep or can't get along, or if other dudes constantly want to fight you at the club,
keep the peace.
Yeah. Axe body spray. We take one of those planes that they use for the forest fires.
Okay.
And we just go over the Middle East right now with Axe body spray.
Oh, my God. Just dropping Axe body spray.
Just drop Axe body spray. And just calm everybody calm the hell down. Walk it out. Maybe we drop, you know what? And again, we take the plane, same thing, fly it over Congress.
Yeah. Bring the peace. Axe body spray.
Everybody who's got beef. That's
great.
Copyright 2024, Chet Buchanan Show. Axe body spray.
I'm on it.
Bring the peace. That's our $1 million right there, baby. That's how we retire early.
Woo! For the sheep community.
The sheep community. There was also another, huh? So what? there was also another text that came through moments ago.
Well, speaking of Axe body spray, my brother who loves Axe body spray, my brother's probably so interested right now. He's like, oh yeah,
what?
I love that.
Bro, what?
Now listen.
Is this Sammy?
He's my brother Sam. He's my brother Sam who loves Axe body spray. You know Sam.
Of course I've known Sam since he was a child.
Of course. Listen, he's now a police officer. He's patrolling the streets and listening to his big sissy on
Yeah, where you been the last 20 years?
Yeah.
F you, Sam.
Yeah.
Where you been, bro?
He's been swallowing his Axe body spray. He's been wearing it all over his body. The question was, he said, Mick, what's hometown throwdown? He's trying to win, that's why.
Like all the new listeners that we can tell. Yes, he can't play.
No, you can't, Sam.
Immediate family members, no.
You got to go.
But you can play. Oh, look who's here already. Nice work, Adrian. You are a good producer. You really are. You really are.
Thank you.
No, you're really good. You really are.
You are good.
Kendra, hi.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Defending the honor of Hendertucky today with one win, the first win of Michaela's hometown throwdown under her belt.
That's our girl.
Yep, Hendertucky won.
Everybody else, zip.
Yeah.
Everybody else, squadoosh. Nothing. Zero.
It's on.
Okay, so we need somebody who's not from Hendertucky, although if you are, I'm sure it's fine, but we haven't really made a rules. We don't have a rule that gets us around that. If you're from Hendertucky, we'll just have you claim somewhere else. We'll have you claim somewhere next door. We'll narrow it down a little bit. But 702-364-9898. Kendra is going to play for Future and Metro Boomin' tickets because she's already got Mariah Carey tickets. And if you win, caller number 25, we'll give you your choice.
Oh,
Mariah Carey or Future and Metro Boomin. And that's how we're going to do this. Oh, and we're going to switch it up because it took forever yesterday. We're going to make it best to three.
Okay, great. Yeah.
First one to three wins.
Yeah. Some of those questions stumped me after. I was like, ooh.
Well, that's the idea. That is the idea. They can't all, we can't just fall over with our legs in the air, you know?
We're not sheep.
Yeah, we're not.
Well,
yeah,
we're not exactly Axe body spray. Not Axe body spray sheep. Kendra.
Come on.
All right, you hang on a second. We'll find out who your competition is going to be, who your challenger is, champ. All right.
Woohoo.
Yeah, Kendra. Oh, and by the way, did they call you smoking in high school?
Actually, yes. A few of them did.
Of course they did. Of course they did. You can. Well, I also didn't know if maybe you married into the name Bud. So that's why.
No, that's my maiden name.
Yeah, somehow I figured.
I would just say Bud.
All right, let's go.
In the morning. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
All right, friends, it's time for the game show that is sweeping the nation. The second time we played it.
It is.
I'm telling you, though, people are fired up. It's Michaela's hometown throwdown. Your returning champion representing the honor, defending the honor of Hendertucky is Kendra Smokin' Bud. I didn't know what you meant at first, and then I went, oh yeah, the frogs from the Budweiser commercial.
Yeah.
Bud. That's great. That's amazing. All right. Take a challenging, I don't know how to say this. Your challenger today, representing what part of town, Brittany?
Centennial Hills.
Yes.
Hey.
Yes. Yes,
this is your
I
hood.
Love this. Former.
Former hood. Okay.
Former hood. So it's Hendertucky versus Centennial Hills. You will buzz in with your name. So therefore, champion Kendra, will you test your buzzer, please?
Kendra.
Okay, whatever you want. Challenger Brittany, will you test your buzzer, please?
Brittany.
And then here's the deal. So first to three wins. If you do not answer a question in a reasonable amount of time, we'll give you like a couple, 3 seconds, then I get the chance to answer. And if I win, both of you get nothing. Okay? And then we provide the prizes to the people.
Perfect.
All right? So here we go. Kendra going for win number two. Brittany hoping to take her down. It's Michaela's hometown throwdown. Here is question number one.
Okay, girls, who did the Golden Knights beat last night?
Kendra.
Kendra.
The Blackhawks.
Did they beat the Blackhawks? Yes, they did.
Hey.
Yes, they did.
All right.
Kendra, up one zip, question two.
Okay, singer Emma Lee Bunton is better known by what name?
You better get it.
Come on, girls.
You better get it.
Come on.
Is it Baby Spice?
Yes!
Ow! Chet, that was pretty good.
Woo! Woo! All right, Kendra's got one, I've got one.
Okay, Joe Exotic, Joseph Maldonado, is the focus of what Netflix documentary series?
Kendra first. Yeah, Kendra first.
Tiger King!
All right, Kendra's got two. Kendra is one away from a victory. Brittany, are you still there?
I am.
All right, it's okay.
Are you bamboozled by the speed and dexterity of both Kendra and myself?
Yeah, she's crazy and you're crazy, like too fast.
Maybe you just suck.
Oh,
I do, honestly.
No. Come on, Brittany.
No, you don't. I would never say.
I don't know who the Spice Girls are. I'm 25. I don't know them.
Oh, fair enough.
Okay, that's fair. It's also a burn to me.
I keep thinking
I'm a Bratz doll, and it's turning out I'm literally over 30.
Way to call Michaela an old lady.
You know what, Brittany? I deserved that.
Way to call Michaela an old lady. That's awesome.
Okay,
really
let's
good
give
okay,
you good.
Kendra with two. I've got one. Brittany still trying to get on the board. All right, here we go.
Okay, who holds the record for the most Grammy Awards for Album of the Year as of February 2024?
I'm going to say Taylor Swift. I'm going to take a shot.
Could you wait until somebody calls on you, please? Get all excited. Is it Taylor Swift?
Yes.
It is. She's on the board. Okay, good job, Brittany. Okay, so Brittany's got one. Kendra's got two. I've got one.
Okay, which country artist did Beyonce duet with after she covered the artist's hit song, Britney. Jolene?
Did Brittany get in first again? Brittany, what's the answer?
Yeah. It's going to be Dolly Parton.
It's going to be Dolly Parton. Oh, my God. Okay. Kendra, two. Brittany, two. I am now bringing up the rear with one.
Okay. The 2002 movie 8 Mile is the semi-autobiographical story of what rapper?
Kendra.
Ooh, I heard Brittany. I did hear Brittany.
Did you hear Brittany?
Yeah, I did.
Did you hear Brittany?
Oh, you heard Kendra.
Wait, you heard Kendra?
I heard Kendra by a split second.
Well,
no
guess,
bias.
Guess who takes precedence here? She does.
Oh, God, I don't want to be the one.
You heard who?
I did hear Brittany.
Brittany for the huge comeback win. Answer is?
Eminem.
Is it Eminem?
It's Eminem.
Yes. Brittany is the new champion of Michaela's hometown throwdown. Down goes Kendra.
Hell yeah.
Down goes Kendra. Kendra, it was a wonderful
run. Thank you, Kendra. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm glad she won. I'm glad.
We'll always remember our first.
Thank you.
We will always. Let me ask you, Brittany, did you also want Future and Metro Boomin, or did you want Mariah Carey?
I don't know. That's tough.
Take Mariah Carey. It's a lot easier for the rest of us.
Okay. I'll do Mariah Carey then.
Okay, take the Mariah Carey, and then we'll play for Future and Metro Boomin tomorrow so you can be greedy and have them both.
Oh, nice.
Okay. No, that's good. That works out. See, I love a giving champion.
Yes.
I like a champion. So that works out.
Absolutely.
So much fun. Michaela's hometown throwdown.
All right.
Very good.
All right, Kendra and Brittany.
Very good.
I've never felt older in my life.
Brittany, the new champion, she will defend the honor of Centennial Hills tomorrow and you'll have a chance to play right about 7:15. We have more Mariah Carey tickets for you. A 177-second survey coming up.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Telling people to say that, that is better than coffee. That's so funny. Because, okay, so our boss, Corner Office JB.
Yeah.
He put that in there. They call those sweepers in the industry. And he goes, if you like that other sweeper about the guy, because I told him, I said, oh, the one where the guy says, oh, it's better than coffee. I went, ah, that's pretty cool. And he goes, and so then he just sent me an email and he goes, wait until you hear what's in there today. And it's somebody else who said better than coffee. Come on. Okay, wait a minute. I got to focus over here. Itzel, is that your name? Itzel?
Yes.
Itzel, and then how do you say your last name?
Carretero.
Yeah.
Oh, exotic.
Girl. Yes, girl. But again, with the ritmo.
Uh-huh.
You gotta roll it.
I like her already.
Got the carretero.
That's the only way I can get him to understand.
Carretero. Yes. Yes, with the ritmo.
Thank you, Itzel. Thank you.
Man. Adrian. Love that. Adrian said thank you from the other room. You couldn't hear him. Okay, so you ready to play your normal or nope version of the 177-second survey?
Yes, I think.
That sounds like a nope. That sounded like a no just right out of the chute. Is it normal or is this just completely weird to save the last bite of your food just to make it the perfect bite?
I think it's normal.
Oh, really? Michaela?
Yeah.
And Adrian, saving the last bite of food to make it perfect?
No.
So you leave happy?
Thank you, Adrian.
God, I gotta be honest. By the time I leave the table, I forget what I had.
The same.
I'm gonna down my neck. When I preheat the oven, says, "Oh, that are our buddy Farah from the other day."
Oh,
I think this is her. I think this is her. When I preheat the oven, I actually wait the whole 10 or 15 minutes or whatever it is to preheat before using it. I may be the only one who waits. Is that normal or is that just no, Pitzel?
I say that's normal, too. I mean, it depends. Because sometimes I'll just pop it in, and then I'm like, oh, okay, beep, okay, I got to wait this amount of time now.
As much as I like blurring the lines on things, but there are certain things that I will hold fast to.
Totally.
And if it tells me to wait until that thing beeps, I'm waiting until that thing beeps. My wife is a professional chef, and she's like, you don't got to do that. And I'm like, yes, you do.
I know the rules.
And she's like, what did I tell you about using the oven? Like, I'm seven.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, I told you not without supervision.
Hands off.
She's like, yeah. Normal or no? Preheat.
Totally normal.
Adrian?
It's normal.
Yeah, I think so. What are you whispering to? It's Elle. You're on a radio. You're on the radio. Stop whispering. Focus. Over here. Who are you
That's
whispering?
My daughter.
Oh.
I'm dropping her off.
What's her name?
She's like, wait, are you on the radio?
Yeah, forget this stupid game. Ava. Forget this stupid game. I want to talk to your daughter. How old's your daughter?
She's five.
Hi, baby.
Hi.
Have a good day at school.
Okay.
We love you.
Mama.
Because she's like, who's that creepy man? Oh. Hanging family pictures in your house. Normal or nope? Some people believe it's narcissistic.
Oh.
I know, right? What are you talking
about?
Itzel, what do you think?
I say totally normal. I have a whole collage of just family pictures on my wall.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah, same?
Totally. It's my family.
I really wanted to put them down a wall in my house, and my wife wasn't particularly down, but, you know, I realized why. Her family were not picture takers.
Okay.
She doesn't have a lot of that. So in our living room, we have a bunch of pictures of us together.
Aww.
Which some might claim.
These
people really love themselves.
No, I don't see the narcissistic at all. If you want to, do. If you don't, don't.
Family pictures in the house? Well, of course. But I'm asking,
the narcissism is
make
weird.
Make a decision. What? Yeah, normal or no?
Perfectly normal.
Yeah, I think so too. It's not narcissistic. It's not narcissistic.
No.
Okay. Now, if you have the giant painted you know, where you're like half man, half beast, and no shirt. maybe that's
take me everywhere you go.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
By the way, Itzel, what's your daughter's name?
My daughter's name is Mila.
Mila, your mommy just won tickets to Mariah Carey.
Yay!
I know. Aww. Now it's going to be a great day. Thank you for listening. Have a great day. We love you.
Bye.
Okay, bye. relationship with you. You know what? And I just broke the first rule of showbiz. It goes back to dogs and little kids. Never.
Oh, yeah.
Never work with animals or little kids. That's, you know. Speaking of family photos, there's a big fight about family get-together photos that ended up on the internet and what should be taken down. And there's another twist. There's always, those are the ones I pick. Are you kidding? If there's not a twist, it's not going to get on the air. Relationship rehab, Zendaya movie passes is what we have left. Yes.
Yes, to go see Challengers. Okay. Advanced screening.
I half expected you to look at me and go, oh. I don't know. Is that what we have left?
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
So, if you didn't hear yet, Michaela is doing a private performance for Mr. Justin Timberlake. Yeah. That we can't tell it. We can't really tell anyone. Did you sign an NDA?
You know what? I didn't sign an NDA.
Well, then.
So here's what I'm going to tell you.
No.
I know. You know, it always sounds so cool. Like, I'm so cool. But it's, he's doing a private event. They hired my band.
Right.
To perform.
No, that's amazing.
It is very exciting.
So he's flying a bunch of his friends in for the show because it's Vegas.
Right.
And not for nothing, boy, JT, he likes a little Vegas. He does. But if you think about it, your boy JT likes Little Vegas.
Yeah, he loves it.
That's awesome. And this really, as much as anything, I believe, if I'm reading between the lines, that they said, hey, who's really great? I can say this. Obviously, you would never say
this. Could you imagine me saying it? They're like, girl, can you just...
Well, they said it was really great, and they chose me.
They said, I am so good.
They said, I'm so amazing. But anyway, that's really cool. Are you in rehearsals? Or are you just going to kind of do what you normally do?
Yeah, we'll have a rehearsal on Friday, and then we'll do the gig Saturday. You know, can I just make it very clear as well? It sounds very cool, and although I'm very excited, half of the time for these events, they're not fully paying attention to you.
No!
So, also, like, thanks, guys.
Yeah.
And also, can you turn my mic up?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, guys. Hey,
love
guys.
Being ambiance.
Singing over here. Do you know how long it took me to get into this gown?
Okay, do you know how much weave is in my hair right now?
Yes.
Two pairs of Spanx. Could you just look over?
About 4% more weave than spray tan.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I guess how you with me out there.
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
As usual, now I can't find the stupid email. Oh, there it is. Nope, that's the wrong one. This happens all the time. I get distracted by something else that's going on in the room. And I'm like, where'd that email go? It's right here. So, family get together at the park last weekend. It was great to get family together that we don't see too often. Most of the family is awesome. I almost said awful. Most of the family is awful. Most of the family is awesome. But as with any family, we have some that make life difficult. For extended family and friends that couldn't make it to Vegas,
right,
that don't live here.
Right.
We posted photos on social media. We got so much great feedback from everybody but my cousin's wife.
Here we go.
They came up from San Diego. And she is very distant. Her kids are sweet. They played with my kids and had a blast. So I posted the photos that I had of our kids having fun. Well, my cousin's wife said that she didn't want any photos of her kids on social media.
Okay.
So, respectfully, I took the photos down. Right? What's the problem here?
Right.
I then get another message that there are still three photos where her kids can kind of be seen in the background. Now I'm a little annoyed, says Keith.
Right.
Now I'm a little annoyed. So, I just put some Lego character heads over her kids' heads and left the photos up.
Yeah.
Well played.
Why not? Yeah, why not?
Uh-huh.
These were the best photos. They were the best photos that we had. Of course. Yeah, of course. Sorry, I'm so not good at hiding my cards. Of course, my cousin's wife flips out and says that I was being rude and disrespectful and that she expects the photos to be down by day's end.
Oh, wow.
It is 2 days now. So this is, it's three. It's
okay.
Three. I assume nothing's changed. It is 2 days and I have not taken them down and I am ignoring my cousin's messages and calls. Am I being a jerk? Do I need to take these down?
Oy.
Wow. 702-364-9898. We'll start with caller number 25. We'll take as many as we can get. Pair of tickets to the advanced screening of Challengers. You want to see it before anybody else? We got a little screening coming up. Undisclosed location. 1 week's time from now. Thank you to our friends at Amazon MGM Studios. If you want to go see Zendaya's movie, we'll give you tickets for free. A pair of them. 702-364-9890. Do you have to? I mean, honestly, do you have to? Or are Lego heads enough?
The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, relationship rehab is super interesting. This is, I'm going to tell you, Michaela, this is our Achilles heel.
Mm-hmm.
Because neither of us have kids.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, it's weird to give advice.
Well,
I guess.
Yeah, no, here's the thing. We could have an opinion.
Got those all day long.
Yeah. But really, this is one of those, there's a list of about 10 things that unless you've actually done it, do you really know?
Absolutely.
So there's perspective, though. And family get together at the park. Great to get everybody together, yada, yada. Kids were playing. Cousin's wife. So not, you know.
Yeah.
Didn't grow up with them type of thing. Cousin's wife from San Diego. Distant. Didn't want to be guaranteed. Didn't want to be there. Kids had a great time. Keith took some great pictures. Put them up on social. By the way, I've seen them.
Are they great photos?
And especially the Lego head. They look like little Chance's running around. You know, they look like little, they look like, you know, like they look like Chance's cousins
so cute.
Running around, you know, with their little blockheads, you know, little Lego heads. Yeah. So they, the long and the short, he had put pictures up of the kids having fun. She said, take them down. So he did. But then they're blurry in the background. Like, I don't know what you would even be able to see.
Right.
But there was another message. There are still three photos where her kids can kind of be seen in the background. I'm like, can I have a little context? Here, I will tell you, I'm certain of it, that unless you're looking for it, you wouldn't see it. Until he put the Lego heads.
Definitely.
Until he put the Lego
heads. Yeah, it brings more attention.
Then the Lego heads, you're like, what is it? Are those Lego heads?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Then and you're all of a sudden deep diving.
So he's annoyed. She's annoyed. Mm-hmm. My cousin's wife flips out, says I'm being rude and disrespectful. You need to take those photos down by days in. It's been a couple of days now. Not taking them down. Ignoring. So this was, this is a couple of days in. Anyway, he's ignoring cousin's messages and calls. What do you do? We haven't said it. I'm sure you can hear it in our voices. You can hear it in the body language. You know, you can hear people's body language. I can tell by looking at my kid. No.
No, I have a different opinion.
What? You take them down?
I think they should take them down.
I'm like, this is ridiculous.
Because as I'm thinking about this, I feel like it's her kids.
Will this be the first time? Cindy, this is on you. Will this be the first time that I am on the island? Am I on the island? Survivor music. Survivor music from back in the day.
This is hysterical.
That I may be on the island. Alone. I could be all alone. Cindy. Am I an idiot? I mean, more than usual. More than usual, am I an idiot?
So don't get me wrong. I understand, they tried to find a solution to cover up the kids' faces and stuff. But I can see the perspective of the cousin's wife because you never know nowadays, especially on the internet and with, like, all the bad things that can happen in the world. Like, her children's faces are, like, out there and it could get into the wrong hands.
Right. See that.
Our former producer... David the Show Killer. It was well documented on this show. I don't think I'm betraying a confidence or anything. You know, like we used to talk about it a lot.
Right.
They would post pictures, but they would tape little pieces of paper over the kids' faces. I mean, like, what are you doing?
See, I don't understand that. I don't understand the point of that. Just don't post them then.
Yeah. But they wanted to post. They wanted to post. And, hey, good time had by all.
All right.
And I was like, well, why don't you draw little faces on them? And so he did it once and it was highly entertaining. It was like witness protection program.
Right.
So,
it's suspicious that, she seems distant and stuff. And now she doesn't want her kids' face on the internet. So kind of a little sus.
Yeah. Oh, hell. I don't, you know, and one of the other rules on the show, Michaela.
Yeah.
Is you can't be wishy-washy. However, you are allowed to change your mind.
Okay, great.
Because when you are presented with the facts and bullying from the listeners,
well,
Cindy.
Listen, my phone's blowing up. Someone just said to me, Chet is not on the island alone. I completely agree with him. I just got a text on my phone.
Well, guess who's on the island now? You are. You out there by yourself now. I just found a raft and there's only room for me.
That's right.
And Cindy. Cindy set me straight. You're right. You know what? And you know what this whole thing is about? It's about delivery. It's about delivery. And so Cindy explaining it to me in a way that makes sense instead of take them down by day's end. And he's like, screw you. And they end up with blockheads. And then she's like, no, I'm really mad. And he's like, I'm mad too. You know, and they hate each other. And they,
right.
And obviously, he's talking about she's distant. They don't like each other.
Totally. There's some of that in there, too.
Yeah, and she hates everybody.
Right.
So she really hates him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so all of that. But when Cindy goes, you know, and really, what's the big deal? What's the big, I'm not able to post pictures of the kids playing. Okay, so?
Yeah.
We're so worried about that sometimes.
I know, of posting the photos. Just to show off.
So
Facebook and family just stresses
Adrian,
me out.
You don't have to tell me how dumb I am. Now, you don't have to tell me I'm wrong.
Thank you.
So you're off the hook. But yeah, you're on this. You're on that train. Because you wouldn't want somebody posting your five-year-old.
Yeah, I'd say take them down. Although I think a big difference is we're talking about the kids in the background. This isn't like a selfie with them.
Oh, I saw
it. I feel
it.
Like
it's,
that changes
blurry.
Things. If I'll there's multiple you. People, like it's a little Wait. Different. But overall, yeah, take them down.
Oh, no, their kids are not the focus.
Right.
The blockhead kids, like I'm not kidding, the blockhead.
They're the not baby, in the photo at all.
The baby chances. What, yeah, they are. They are, but literally you wouldn't, honest to God, Cindy wouldn't see them unless he put the blockhead thing over them, and then now you see them.
Right. Listen, I still agree. I think you got to just take the photos down. If it's not your kid.
Yeah, yeah.
Take the photos down. However, my phone is blowing up. They're agreeing with you, Chet. Okay, my social media is totally on your side.
Well, you people need to call if you really love Michaela that much.
She said...
Cindy, you're the goods. Have fun at the Zendaya movie.
What was that?
You had us muted for the last 5 minutes. All right, hang on 1 second. They said what?
They said they'd like to call in, but they're at work and they cannot.
Oh, fair enough. Good. Don't lose your job over this show.
Yeah.
Unless we really need you, and we'll let you know when that is.
We'll call you.
Yeah, we'll let you know. All right. So you want to just, Bridget, can you help with a little more clarity on this? Or are we just piling on?
Yeah, hey, Chet, I'm on team leave them up. I understand the mom's point of view, but you know, when she saw a bunch of people taking pictures, that was a time to politely say, hey, I see you taking a bunch of pictures. Would you mind making sure my kids don't end up on social media? And when she saw them up, that was a time to be polite and say, hey, I got a little problem, as opposed to get them down right now and blah, 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 blah. Basically, yeah, I mean, come on, that's basically her tone. By the way, hi, Michaela. We haven't met yet.
Hey! Wait, I'm obsessed with you already. Keep going.
Yeah, welcome to the Bridget show. Welcome to the Bridget show.
I love it.
I love this. Okay.
Yeah, so basically she handled it wrong, but yeah. I'm afraid that a blockhead is the best she's going to get right now.
Yeah.
Unless somebody develops mad Photoshop skills and airbrushes them out all together.
Yeah.
Wait, so now I forget. Which side am I on? I forget. I'm not sure which side
I'm on.
You got to
stick with your original idea.
Okay, wait a minute. I'll stop this one. So which side is that?
You say leave them up.
I do. I think I say leave them up. Only because of the blockhead. Oh, wait. Adrian, you're no blockhead?
No, I'm saying take them down.
Even the blockhead?
Yeah, unfortunately.
What's a blockhead?
Unfortunately, keep the peace. I'm trying to keep the peace with the family.
You are good about that. You are good about that. And I'm not. Here's my thing. I'm always up for a little sticking it to him, right? Okay, listen, you two don't like each other anyway. He gets last word on this, and she can't say nothing. Hang on. Final word? Yes, I say leave the blockhead pictures up. You never have to see this woman again, ever. Ever. Okay, good?
Good.
Okay, good.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! So Michaela and I are going to play a new game. It's called Fill in the Blank. Okay? I'm going to read a story. We'll stop, in portions of the story. Michaela will fill in the blank. And we'll see how close it is to the actual story.
Let's see.
Right? So, are you ready? So, 56-year-old Roger Foster lives in
Kentucky,
Florida, but
close
and aren't they always in Florida?
Yeah.
Aren't they always in Florida? However, he took for whatever reason, he was not in Florida. He was in
Georgia,
New York, Long Island, New York.
Close, also close.
On Monday, when he got into a high-speed chase with the cops, they responded to a domestic incident after he allegedly went to his ex-wife's work. Oh, that's why he was in Long Island, New York, because he went to track down his ex-wife.
Okay,
I got you now. So he went to his ex-wife's work and slashed her
tires.
Of course they're tires. Of course it's the tires. He took off in his rental car, a
Camaro.
Chevy Malibu. Still in the same family. See, you're good at this game.
Thank you.
Eventually, cops caught up to him. A helicopter also joined in the pursuit. He drove back and forth on a highway for about 40 minutes and hit speeds over 100 miles an hour. But there was nowhere to go. So apparently, just like what movie?
Fast and the Furious.
Thelma and Louise. He drove off a 50-foot cliff. Fast and Furious was a good guess. He really drove off a cliff.
Whoa.
Police say he never hit the brakes, never slowed down, blew right through a wooden
fence,
guardrail, close, jumped off a bluff and went airborne. Luckily for Roger, he's still with us. His car landed in the
lake,
Long Island Sound, in about 4 feet of water. How much water? Okay, 4 feet
four
of water. 100-foot cliff. No,
wow.
50-foot cliff. 50-foot cliff, guardrail, 4 feet of water, and that was it. Somehow he survived. Officers dove in and pulled him out. He said he was sore, but he didn't have any serious injuries. It looks like the airbags probably saved him. They took him to the
prison.
Well, hospital to get checked out, and then to
prison
jail. Yeah.
At some point,
no word on what kind of charges he's facing. I think we found a new game show that we love. Round
Yay!
Of applause for Fill in the Blank, starring Michaela Gordon.
See?
Very nicely done.
This is good.
Real funny. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
So I'm telling you, we're not fancy. I promise you. When I joke and I say that my neighborhood is where the Ridges goes to get gas, where all the rich people come to get gas, it's the truth. We're you know, we do okay.
Yeah.
But like it's working, folks. Like we're surrounded by Cirque du Soleil people. You know what I mean? That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Professionals and yeah.
Hard workers.
Yeah, like an airline pilot. You know, like airline pilots behind us and a retired cop. You know, that's what we got in our neighborhood.
Same.
So and I tell you that because when I say we have a courtyard, it's not nearly as bougie as it makes out to be. For whatever reason, there was just there's the garage and then there's like the hallway that goes, you know, to the guest bedroom.
Yeah.
All that. And so I think they had empty space and they went, ah, crap, slap a gate on the front of it. It'll be fine.
Call it a courtyard.
You know, just empty room. And it's, yeah, and it's a courtyard. So no one can get to our front door. It's my favorite part of our house.
Yeah.
Is that no one can approach the door. Like, we don't even have a ring door. We don't have any sort of doorbell.
So how do you get packages and stuff?
They just throw them over the gate.
Oh, good.
Yeah, or slip them through the gate. Or we'll open the gate if it's big and we know that they're coming.
Okay.
That kind of thing. Apparently, the next innovation. Would you buy this, Michaela Gordon? A doorbell camera that is armed to shoot a paintball at somebody who's coming on your property.
Yes, I would.
There's apparently a Kickstarter on the way for a thing called Paint Cam Eve, which has the capability to fire paintballs at a target, quote, with ultra high precision.
Oh, God.
It's a smart device with facial recognition. The paintball firing can be triggered by you as you're watching on the app, or it could just be automated and fire at everything. And get this. They actually are thinking about juicing it up a notch and not just shooting paintball pellets. For those of you who are really hardcore, they want to load it with cartridges that could unleash tear gas.
Okay, I would definitely do it as a woman who lives with another woman. I think it's a safety measure that I'd like to have. And paintballing hurts so bad, by the way. You don't want to mess with those.
Right.
Getting hit by a paintball hurts.
Okay, but again, what if the Girl Scouts are coming to your door to sell cookies? And all of a sudden,
give me a Thin Mint.
Well, I hope it's a pink one. You know, or whatever. I don't know. It's Pink Cam Eve, a startup out of Slovenia, which I don't know why, but somehow that makes sense to me. I don't know why. No word on how much it'll cost or what the upkeep fee would be to keep it loaded. Also, the other cost, no word on how much the lawsuit would be if you did hit a Girl Scout in the eye with a pink paintball. I don't know.
Real funny. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
You know, sometimes in life really is necessary, even if you are a good person, even if you're a nice person, sometimes it's necessary to take somebody down a peg or two. And you don't want to sound overly offensive. You want to use a little nuance with it. There's a thread online right now. People are exchanging their favorite insults that don't actually sound offensive. Some of our favorites. What an odd thing to say out loud. I admire how you don't let your limitations affect your confidence. It is impossible to underestimate you. Oh, I know you can't write these down. Well, we'll have Adrian podcast these later. You'll be able to go back and listen to them later so you can save them. That sounds like something you'd say. This is a bit more poetic. Wisdom has been chasing you, but you have always just been a little too fast for it.
Poetic indeed.
Oh, now I see what everybody's talking about.
Oh, God, that'll keep you in your own head.
This is kind of like the other one, and I've used this before. Man, I really admire your enthusiasm. But people have said this to both of us.
I was going to say, this feels familiar for us.
People have said that to both of us before. And finally, your teacher always handed your test back face down, didn't she? So, those will be available later on today on the Odyssey app. So, yeah, make sure if you haven't downloaded it yet, you should.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
So the more you know before we go, if you want to go see a polar bear, you got to go to Canada. 2/3 of the world's polar bears live in Canada.
I didn't know that.
Yeah? Well, this is what we're here for. Yeah. To tell you is for you. See, the bingo, the bit's a hit right now.
Immediately.
That's how you should feel. I didn't know that. That's how you should feel about it. Even though the Soviet Union has not competed in the Summer Olympics since 1988, because there is no Soviet Union anymore, right? They're still second all time in medals.
Wow.
America, number one, because we got over 2,600 of them. Soviet Union has just over 1,000, 1,010. Great Britain is third with 916 medals. Everybody else need to get on it. Did you, while you were trying to make your stardom in Hollywood, did you ever delve into the world of background singing? Backup?
I am so embarrassed to say I was not good enough to be a background singer. You have to be very good at harmonies, and it turns out, Chet, I am not good.
You're a lead.
I'm a leader.
No, you're a lead. You're a lead. You're a star. Nobody's putting you behind.
No.
Hell no. You're out front.
Listen, I auditioned for Lady Gaga. It was a horrible audition, a story I'll tell one day. But that was the day I learned I'm not a background singer in any capacity because I'm simply not good enough.
Wow. Were they mean? I mean, not mean.
They were mean, but they were
direct.
They were like, you know what, girlfriend? Yeah,
they were direct.
Thank you for coming. And yeah, I was like, I hear this deeply.
Yeah, that's how the world works. Cher, the reason I bring it up, Cher was one of the background singers for the Righteous Brothers on You've Lost That Love and Feeling.
Wow.
You've lost that love and feeling. Top Gun. Whoa, okay, I'll stop. She's the singer, not me. Long John's, named after a boxer in Boston in the 1870s named John Sullivan. That's what he'd wear into the ring. And they went, yeah, okay, Long John's. That's what we're calling them. What do you call those? Well, we're calling them Long John's. There you go. The nine biggest states have more people. Wrap your head around this. The nine biggest states, let me read that a little different, have more people than the other 41 states combined. California, Texas, Florida, New York, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Ohio, Georgia, and North Carolina. More people. North Carolina's in there.
Yeah.
More people than the other 41 states combined.
That's unbelievable.
Well, believe it, because that's it. Had a period at the end of it, and so that's it. That's all I got for you. Some more you know before we go. Let's jump. So make it a great day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Yeah, Adrian, go.
Go I will. Be easy, everybody.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
So the more you know before we go, if you want to go see a polar bear, you got to go to Canada. 2/3 of the world's polar bears live in Canada.
I didn't know that.
Yeah? Well, this is what we're here for. Yeah. To tell you is for you. See, the bingo, the bit's a hit right now.
Immediately.
Because that's how you should feel. I didn't know that. That's how you should feel about it. Even though the Soviet Union has not competed in the Summer Olympics since 1988, because there is no Soviet Union anymore, yeah. Right? They're still second all time in medals.
Wow.
America, number one, as duh, because we got over 2,600 of them. Soviet Union has just over 1,000, 1,010. Great Britain is third with 916 medals. Everybody else need to get on it. Did you, so whilst you were, trying to make your stardom in Hollywood, did you ever delve into the world of background singing? Backup?
I am so embarrassed to say I was not good enough to be a background singer. You have to be very good at harmonies. And it turns out, Chet, I am not good.
You're a lead.
I'm a leader.
No, you're a lead. You're a lead. You're a star. Nobody's putting you behind.
No.
Hell no. You're out front.
Listen, I auditioned for Lady Gaga. It was a horrible audition, a story I'll tell one day. But that was the day I learned I'm not a background singer in any capacity because I'm simply not good enough.
Wow. Were they mean? I mean, not mean.
They were mean, but they were
direct.
They were like, girlfriend. Yeah,
they were direct.
Thank you for coming. And yeah, I was like, I hear this deeply.
Yeah, that's how the world works. Cher, the reason I bring it up, Cher was one of the background singers for the Righteous Brothers on You've Lost That Love and Feeling.
Wow.
You've lost that love and feeling. Top Gun. Whoa, okay, I'll stop. She's the singer, not me. Long John's, named after a boxer in Boston in the 1870s named John Sullivan. That's what he'd wear into the ring. And they went, yeah, okay, Long John's. That's what we're calling them. What do you call those? Well, we're calling them Long John's. There you go. The 9 biggest states have more people. Wrap your head around this. The 9 biggest states, let me read that a little different, have more people than the other 41 states combined. California, Texas, Florida, New York, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Ohio, Georgia, and North Carolina. More people. North Carolina's in there.
Yeah.
More people than the other 41 states combined.
That's unbelievable.
Well, believe it, because that's it. Had a period at the end of it, and so that's it. That's all I got for you. It's more you know before we go. Let's jump. So make it a great day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Yeah, Adrian, go.
Go I will. Be easy, everybody.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.